A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. Two unlikely friends take on the world.
So the Pope's been on.
Has he?
Yeah. Pope Francis has declared support for the first time for civil unions for same-sex couples. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. That's major.
Yes, it is, yeah. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
So there's a documentary coming out basically called Francesco, and he's on camera making these remarks in this film. The quote is, "Homosexual people have the right to be in a family. They're children of God and have a right to a family. Nobody should be thrown out or be made miserable over it."
Wow.
"What we have to create is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered."
There's so much shame around the word homosexual. That word, I feel really dirty when I hear that word. I can't even get into it right now, but it doesn't feel... It's like my lesbian friend, and I shouldn't say that because she would not use the word lesbian. She would say she was queer because she doesn't like the word lesbian, but I don't really like the word homosexual. It's like the kind of word that conversion therapists would use, isn't it?
It feels like it's an abstract word, doesn't it?
Homosexual people have the right to be in a family. They're children of God and have a right to a family.
Is there an echo in here?
Is that a joke? It's quite an important moment in my life, so I kind of want to take it in, Dan.
Okay, well,
the Pope has given me a sign off.
It's almost immediately sort of come under scrutiny, and I was reading various Catholic literature saying, don't get too carried away. The Catholic teaching about marriage is still what it is, and the Catholic teaching about families is still what it is.
But how can it be if the Pope's said otherwise? Isn't he the boss man?
He hasn't said a lot, has he? He's basically said that you shouldn't be thrown out, you shouldn't throw out your kids if they're gay. Or make them feel bad about it. And we need to do something to make sure that they're covered legally. It's not exactly flying the rainbow flag from the Vatican, is it?
People stick to their guns, don't they, with what they believe, whether that's right or wrong. And it reminds me of that guy that you and I met, Dan, who was, I mean, I don't want to say homophobic, but he basically believed that being gay was wrong. And you asked him, if Jesus came down to earth tomorrow and said, actually, gays are all good, what would you think? And his reply was, I think he was lying.
Yeah.
And that's just so dumb. And it's kind of the same here. It's like the Pope is saying that gay people have a right to be in a family, yet you're saying all these Catholic blogs or whatever are saying otherwise.
I think you're still missing my point. All he's saying that he wasn't saying last week is that they shouldn't be thrown out and that they should.
No, he's saying that we should have like a civil ceremony, right? A civil union law.
A law about it, not necessarily a ceremony, but he's not actually saying we should be having civil partnership ceremonies in the Catholic Church.
But I don't really know because I'm not a Catholic.
Is the Pope a Catholic? I remember I was in a history lesson once in school, and somebody who was completely stupid put their hand in the air. We'd been studying communism, right? And we'd been studying Lenin and the Russian Revolution for like a term, 8 weeks or so. And she put her hand up and said, "Is Lenin a communist?"
Who's Lenin? John Lennon.
Okay, I mean, I thought that was funny, but you don't know who Lenin is either, so...
And wait, so is he a communist?
Yes, he's communist.
Thanks. Okay, I'm glad you clarified that. Back to the Pope. I'll take it, Dan. I'll take it. I'll take what I can get.
I mean, I know, but back to the Catholic Church.
I knew you were going to say that.
So one of the Pope's biggest problems is that there are allegedly an absolutely insane amount of gay priests in the Catholic Church.
Dan and I actually had a DM from a listener who would like to remain anonymous, and they'd had a relationship with a gay priest.
Exactly.
So if it's true that allegedly a considerable amount of priests in the Vatican are gay, these people, these priests that are in the closet, are sleeping with men.
Yes, well done, James.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be sleeping with anyone, should they? Oh, God, I'm really slow today. But so that's quite... That's interesting, isn't it? Because on a morality level, I feel like they're breaking the Pope code. But then on the other side of it, I think, well, they should be free to be who they are. Why are they lying about it?
Well, because they'll lose their job and their livelihood.
Yeah, but they're
everything.
Ruining thousands, millions of people's lives by keeping up this charade.
Well, possibly.
But I think I've changed my mind. I don't want to sleep with one.
Anyway, to discuss this further, we're going to chat to our anonymous listener. This guy had a relationship with a gay priest, basically. He reached out to us, and anything to do with religion and being gay is a tick on this podcast. And since it's Pope Week...
yes, so please welcome to the podcast, Anonymous. Did he ever shame people for being gay? Did he ever preach against homosexuality in his role as a priest?
He would walk a fine line. You can't be preaching the gay. You need to be preaching the gay away. What kind of happened to him was he went to a priest and said, listen, I'm gay. What do I do? And the answer came back, just pray a lot. Just stay close to the church. And in time, things will get better. And he really just went in on that really hard to the point where he became a priest. But he was still gay, obviously. And I think that's kind of the cycle what happens. A priest tell young gay boys, like, listen, just stay close to the church. Keep on praying. I'm not going to out myself in front of you, but we'll take it from there. And then 30 years later, they wake up on the other side of the confession booth.
How common is that?
Common enough that there were studies that 4 out of 5 priests in the Vatican are gay.
We don't know that that's necessarily correct, but do you think that statistic could be right?
It's high enough that there was a gay hookup app, essentially, in Rome, which was like commonly known to have priests. And there's clear reasons for that. It's the ultimate pray the gay away, which a lot of young gay men are experiencing when you go like, hey, I'm gay when you're young. There's a lot of people that say, oh, just pray it away. And if you really swing hard for that fence, you become a gay priest.
Are you saying that if you're gay and religious, you're praying to God to cure you or whatever term you want to use to make you straight? And because of that, you get so far into the religion. Is that what you're saying?
If you're young and you're gay and you go to people that you seek advice from and that you trust, and their response is, listen, really get into your religion, pray the gay away. You either choose to not go that route, or you go on that route and halfway in you give up and you go like, listen, obviously praying is not helping. I'm just gay. Or you go, maybe I'm not praying hard enough. And then you've been so involved in the church that priesthood makes sense.
I was under the assumption that priests weren't allowed to have sex.
Do you honestly believe that there are men that go from age 18 when they start to become a priest to age 60 and they just go, yeah, this whole penis thing is not for me. I'm just going to leave it alone and not touch it ever.
To be honest, yes, that is exactly what I thought. But now I'm saying it out loud, I realise that's kind of ridiculous.
Why do you want to talk about this stuff so much?
I feel that I've seen the personal anguish of a person who was trapped in priesthood and gay. And I've seen that very close and very firsthand.
Yeah.
Imagine being a gay priest, right? You cannot come out because you would lose your job. And you cannot lose your job because your core skill set that you've had and you've cultivated over the last 20 years just have no real application in the real world. You would have to retrain, but all you know is being a priest. Coming out, you lose your sense of community, you lose your job. And also, a lot of priests love being priests. They love counseling people. They love being of help to their communities. They are actually religious, and it's just this constant source of anguish. And also, looking at the people who are stupid enough to fall in love with them, being in love with someone and knowing that you would never be able to be with them, never be able to hold their hand in public because you are endangering their livelihoods, it's not a good experience. If we look at priests who are the leaders of a lot of societies and communities and the first point of reference and first point of like call for young men that are questioning, and we look at them honestly and say, hey, some of you are gay, let's talk about that, then you could make the coming out process for a lot of young gays that are religious a lot easier, and you can make the emotional turmoil that they go through that leaves scars that I see in my friends as adult gays that went through religious upbringing. You can minimize those scars.
It really is fascinating that this is going on in the Vatican City, the heart of the Catholic Church.
It's fascinating that there are these like segments of gay priests that apparently hold power in the Vatican and obviously protect each other. And you can judge gay priests on a lot of moral levels, but I mean, it's people protecting their livelihoods. My ex used to send money every month to his mum. He was protecting her livelihood. And that's okay. It's an act of cowardice to stay in the closet. But there is a real fear. And although we hold priests to a higher standard of morality in general, when they are in their bedrooms alone at night, they're still human.
You know what? This is actually fascinating and deeply thrilling. And I feel like I kind of want to do the documentary about gay popes. I mean, gay priests.
Well, I don't think it'd be quite as easy as that, because assuming that this stat is correct, or there are a considerable amount of gays in the Vatican itself.
Even just a few.
They're not open, so you'd have to really work to find them, I think.
Are you kidding?
Some of these blokes won't even meet women in public because they're not allowed to get married, right, to anyone. If they can't even do that, then it is going to rouse suspicion, isn't it?
What is?
Just to be seen with a man having a pizza or whatever.
You don't need to go for pizza with them. You just load up Grindr. I mean, this is the thing. You don't understand the way the gay world works, but I literally just visit the Vatican City. I stand on the Pope Plaza or whatever it's called. I load up Grindr. It lights up like a Christmas tree. There's loads of squares with green lights on them. Everyone's discreet. No one's got a picture. It's all torsos and cassocks or whatever. And Bob's your uncle.
Well, I guess they can go to you, but they obviously live in the Vatican halls or...
Yeah. So I'd have to accom, basically. They wouldn't accom.
And I'm not sure they're allowed to like sneak out.
So, do you want to do this documentary or not? You're putting a lot of negatives in my way.
Anyway, if you're a gay priest, reach out to us.
Yeah, slide into our DMs at gay non gay.
Yes.
Thank you, Dan. Pope Week has been eye opening. Let's not bring that back. But big ups the Pope for saying homosexual people have a right to be in a family. That kind of means a lot. If you want to donate to our podcast, you can do so via PayPal. Did you like that? Go to gaynongay.com/donate.
Find us on your socials at gaynongay. Listen at gaynongay.com or just search nongay at your fave pod app.